Are you a dude? Do you love sports? Do you love football? Do you love fantasy football? Yeah, you probably do. Well, then you need to try my favorite new app, Draft. Have you guys heard about this? It's a weekly fantasy football app, but it's not like the other guys, all right? On Draft, you get to play real-life snake drafts with other people, just like in your season-long league. Yeah, I know. Incredible. Here's how it works. It's a draft that lasts for just 1 week, and there's no management. You just set it and forget it. Once you're done drafting, that's it, all right? There's no trades. There's no waiver wire. Draft even takes care of last-minute injuries for you, all right? And drafts start every couple minutes, so you can join one right now. You don't have to wait an hour or a year or for your birthday. 2 minutes from now, start a draft. Join one. And the best part, you get to play for cold, hard cash. Drafts start from just $1, so there's a draft for everyone. Who can't afford a dollar draft? Maybe pigeons, but, you know, because they don't have currency. There's also no salary caps, and you can play in a real-life snake draft just like you play with your friends in a season-long league. How great is that? Come and join me on Draft today. I'm in it. Brad's in it. We love it. Download the app anytime, like right now. All you do is search Draft in your app store and join a game in minutes, or you can play right from your computer on playdraft.com. Whatever you want. I'm not going to tell you how to live your life. For a limited time only, all new players will get a free entry into Draft when you make your first deposit, but you have to use my promo code ALN. That's right. Play a real money game for free just for using my promo code ALN on your first deposit on the app Draft. For fantasy football lovers, sports fanatics, and just people who love fun. Search Draft in the App Store, go to playdraft.com, and come play with me for free using the promo code ALN.
Hey, this is Cleveland Brown, and you're listening to the About Last Night podcast. I guess your TV must be broken. Ha ha, just kidding. Actually, I'm not kidding. You're bored.
Hey, everybody, it's Adam Ray for the About Last Night podcast. Happy Monday. Hope you had a great weekend. I was supposed to go to West Palm Beach, Florida, and I did not. So I'm alive. So I'm feeling good, but holy shit. Thoughts and prayers with everyone in the southeast of our country. Man, those images are bonkers. And if you have not donated to Hurricane Harvey, hopefully you can find some time and some resources to donate to the people in Florida, because, man, that shit is devastating. And, you know, a time that has never been more in need of distraction and comedy. So hopefully these podcasts can lend some small dose of that. But I hope everyone is staying safe down there, and I hope you evacuate. I know some people that chose to not do that, and I just don't understand that. But, you know, it's easier said than done, right? To just pick up and leave. But I hope people are staying safe. And you know, good luck with your recovery efforts, because that is I can't imagine. Anyway, starting off on that fucking somber note, but today's episode is the exact opposite of that. It's an hour of fun and laughs and everything you want in an ALN episode. And Piot Michael is our guest today from Mad TV, his now third time on the podcast. And you know what? Maybe his best. I don't know how you could top it, but he seems to do that. Him and Jonathan Kite, impressionist extraordinaires. And Jonathan Kite, who actually will be Thursday's episode. This week is just a straight-up fun week of shows. So enjoy the hell out of this one. And follow Piot on Twitter at this is Piot, P-I-O-T-R. Follow me on Twitter at Adam Ray Comedy. Follow Brad at Funny Brad. Excuse me, the podcast at ALN Podcast. ALN Podcast on Instagram. Adam Ray Comedy on Instagram. Brad Williams Comic on Instagram. Brad is in Kansas City this weekend, the 12th to the 14th. Go see Brad the 12th to the 14th. Kansas City Improv. Tickets at bradwilliamscomedy.com. I will be taking the weekend off. And then the 20th through the 24th of September, I'll be in Lake Tahoe at the Improv in Tahoe. 20th through the 24th. But more importantly, right before that, September 19th, big Adam Ray and Buddy show at the Comedy Store, 830 Main Room. If you don't have your tickets, go to hollywood.comedystore.com. September 19th, 830 Main Room, Comedy Store. The lineup, Brian Callen, Jeff Garland, Fortune Feimster, Kevin Nealon, and Adam Devine, and a special guest, and myself hosting. Come out September 19th, 830, Comedy Store Main Room, Adam Ray and Buddies. And then, like I said, 20th through the 24th, Lake Tahoe Improv in Tahoe, Nevada. AdamRayComedy.com for all my tour dates. BradWilliamsComedy.com for his tour dates. AboutLastNightPodcast.com. I've been telling you guys the last handful of episodes, but we are having some issues with the merch and finalizing. We're just going back and forth. Brad got jammed up with the wedding. We're finalizing a bunch of shit and new logos and We're very close. So stick with us. It's happening. And it's happening. So stick with us. It's going to be dope, I promise. And it's going to have so much more cool shit. And we've got a lot of exciting promotional endeavors that are on the way. Like more of those animations. I don't know if you've seen that Chris D'Elia clip with the Jean-Claude Van Damme shit that we had for the Chris D'Elia episode. That is up on my Facebook page, Instagram, YouTube. Go to my Facebook fan page and find that. It's a 3-minute animated clip from the Chris D'Elia episode. So funny. We're going to do more of those. And more amazing episodes on the way as well. Joey Lawrence, TJ Miller, Jonathan Kite, Brent Morin coming back, Adam Devine. Can't wait. So make sure you subscribe to iTunes, rate and comment the podcast on iTunes, and tell a friend or family member, all right? Get into the podcast. Spread the word. We need comedy. Now that we got the tour dates, Twitter handles, and merch info out of the way, sit back, relax, and enjoy a brand new episode of the About Last Night podcast with the very funny Piotr Michael.
Well, the weekend's over, so it's time to chat about it. It's about last night.
Man, Mr. Burning Man, let's connect. Let's connect.
And what do you think about that whole Burning Man thing? Is that just like...
My brother, I guess it's over now, so he just came back. He's been going for about 4 years.
Well, the rule is once a guy dies, you end the concert.
Yeah, you kind of end the concert. It's done. Burning Man has burned a man. Coming up next year, Burning named. Woman.
We want equal rights.
My brother's been going there, I think, for about 4 years, and he went, and after he went, he took LSD, and he's like, man... I connected to the, like, all the typical tropes of, like, the hippie who goes and talks about acid. I'm like, dude, you're doing everything we've always joked about. These fucking hippies. And he's like, no, man, it's real. Oh, I connected with the earth. And guy, and he's been going, and now he's on more of, like, he does, like, volunteer work there, and he's a little more, like, administrative.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I thought you were going to say, like, now
he
volunteers
with
children.
Now he doesn't
have
a job.
he works for Tesla, so he's doing okay. But, he goes there now, and he's like, it's just part of his life now where he goes for the week and hangs out. But personally, I can't go. I don't think I'd want to go. I just can't.
I'm with you.
I don't know if I could handle that scene. Like, just toss the drugs aside. Imagine there's no drugs or even alcohol.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The heat and the fucking dust alone.
Oh,
and not having access to like a real place to shit.
Yep.
And then you're surrounded by people who are constantly checking in on you. Like, hey, bro, can we hang? Like, who the fuck are you? I don't know. My name's Joseph. I'm from Tennessee. I just want to hang out. I'm like, that's a weird Tennessee accent, bro. Yeah, I watched a lot of Friends growing up. I'm not supposed to.
Yeah, it's definitely not for me. It just when you see like goggles. And
but if you think about it, all the guys who go there are like big shots, CEOs and stuff are like going out to Burning Man.
Right.
And it's like, does this have some like masochist connection where they're like, they don't feel powerless in any other setting besides being, you know, shat on by some prostitute or going to Burning Man? You know, because like, totally vulnerable. Yeah. I may die tonight. I feel amazing when I go back to work and run my Fortune 500 company.
Burning Man, the getting shit on by a prostitute version of a concert.
I'm thinking like everybody there acts like Charlie Sheen for 25 hours straight. Whoa, man, fucking Burning Man. Oh, we are burning, duh. Burning.
Winning, burning.
Burning bridges with Chuck Lorre. Burning bridges.
Would Trump ever go to Burning Man?
I have burned a lot of men in my day. I don't need to burn any more men. No need. It's a total fake. Total fake. I've got more crowds at my rallies than that. They've got nobody.
But there was hundreds of thousands of people at Burning Man.
Yeah. Liar. Listen, I talked to Alex Jones. He knows a Photoshop guy. And they're pros at this. The hired actors. Hired actors, just like all the Bernie rallies.
Some people think they photoshopped you at the hurricane help centers.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you know, I'm not going to comment on that. Listen,
Can you tell me more about the food you were handing out at the...
I told you, Hot Pockets. Hot Pockets. Everybody's craving microwavable food.
You said you saw the flood footage from the monitors, right?
Absolutely. The greatest, highest quality television I've ever seen. But not as great ratings as my show, by the way.
Jesus.
God, he like made a speech and he's like... Didn't that speech was great? I got such high ratings. Like, you're the fucking president.
Oh, my
you
God.
Won.
You yeah. won,
you
dude.
Won.
You don't have to keep
Shut
trying
the fuck
to.
Up.
I know, it's bonkers.
It's just... You fucking won, you asshole. Fuck you.
That was pretty much the whole act when I saw Lewis. It was, I mean, because you know that.
Yeah, he was just shitting on Trump?
Yeah, I mean, because that's what.
Yeah, yeah.
That's I mean, what he's
what
do.
Else are you going to talk about?
Yeah, it was.
Because it used to be like obscure things like Al Franken would shit on Bill O'Reilly or someone from Fox
yeah.
News. You're like, ha, ha, ho, ho, look what George Bush did today. And then he'd
right.
go into all the other people connected to Republican Party. But now it's like Trump is such a magnet. But that's also dangerous because then everybody ignores what else is going on, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's just, I mean, at times like that, like, do you just kind of sit back? Like, how do you even take that in, or do you like now? Do you wish you were on Mad TV so you could be?
Oh
having
well,
out,
when he was elected, I was
that.
Like, "Fuck! I don't want to. I don't." Because everybody's like, "You must be so happy he's elected president." I'm like, "Not really."
No,
yeah.
I mean, it would have made a. And look, like me getting to do Scaramucci or
yeah, yeah.
whoever, and you doing Trump and all, we would have been like pumped that there was that we were able to comment so hard on stuff and really. You know, in the way that John Oliver and everybody is trying to do is to take some of that and shine a light on how awful it is with comedy. But like at the same time, you're like, I don't know. I don't know. What I mean, but don't you? I mean, what would John Oliver's show be without it, though, right now? Right. Like, what do you? There's probably other things to bring up. But
yeah.
Now, last week tonight, I did John Oliver some for something. I can't even fucking remember how to do his voice.
Jeez. Now,
I'm trying to do it
that,
now.
Does that happen to you often where you forget?
Yeah, because if I don't do it enough, then yeah. I need to like I
the
need
muscle
a lock and
away.
Key to be like, how did I fucking do this thing again? And
well, I, yeah, it's the same way with us if we haven't done a joke in a
oh,
while.
Oh, of course.
Like,
yeah.
And then all of a sudden...
And you emphasize the wrong part. You know, the story. Like, no.
Oh, fuck.
Was, oh, fuck.
I totally messed it up. Now... One way that our great president talks to the people,
the greatest,
is through Twitter, and some of the tweets are kind of hard to take. So I was wondering if you could read some of these Trump tweets,
sure,
in any other voice,
any
just
other
any
voice?
Other voice besides him,
Buscemi,
Buscemi, okay,
yeah, yeah. Now these are actual Trump tweets.
All right, I have never seen a thin person drinking Diet Coke. At Katy Perry, I watch Russell Brand and I think his mind is fried. I mean, he really looks bad. Russell is a total joke, a dummy who is lost. Totally lost.
How about we do Jeff Bridges, man?
Okay.
Amazing how the haters and losers keep tweeting the name Fuckface Von Clownstick like they are so original and like no one else is doing it. Man,
did he really tweet that?
He really tweeted that.
God damn it!
President
man.
Tweeted fuckface on clownstick.
He speaks for us.
Wait,
he speaks
do,
for all of us.
Do Goldblum on the next one.
Oh wait, hold on. The fucking thing went.
Let it go away.
Disappeared. Ah!
Hold on.
Come on, Brad.
Security. There it is.
Wait, which voice did you want?
Goldblum.
Good yeah. God.
So these are real Trump tweets.
Yes. Can you believe, with all the problems and difficulties facing the U.S. President, Obama spent the day playing golf. Worse than Carter. Worse than Carter.
Wait, do
not good.
Wait, do we do that one more time?
Can you believe with all the problems and difficulties facing the U.S., President Obama spent the day playing golf. Worse than Carter. Worse than Carter.
What a piece of shit.
I
oh
almost
my
feel...
God. Terrible. Terrible. Terrible.
See,
not, no.
How about we do it as Mexican Trump? Hold on.
Okay, okay, Mexican Trump.
Hola. Taylor Swift has a new album. What did you think? Wedding advice? Oh, wait a minute. These are your questions.
Yeah,
sorry.
Those are questions for you. But that's the thing, is you could read
I
that.
I ruined it.
You could read Taylor Swift has a new album. What did you think? And think, yeah, Trump probably commented on that. Because, hell, he had like about 8 tweets that are about Robert Pattinson and how Kristen Stewart shouldn't take him back.
He would go on the Stern Show and rate women and all that stuff, you know?
Yeah. And now having you do that as Jeff Goldblum, it was actually comforting.
Right, right. Well, any other voice is. I mean, like, he's so creepy. You know, it's like, honey, I'm going outside to get some groceries. What do you want? Bananas?
I want the Cookie Crisp cereal.
Cookie Crisp, you got it. I'm going to be right back. And I'm going to be on time. I love you so much. You're the greatest, loveliest woman in the world.
I love you. Can I get out of my cage?
Absolutely. I mean, if he said a prayer, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. As earth. I don't know the rest of the prayer. It's been a long time.
Dude, even him reading like the lyrics to Bohemian Rhapsody would be just like,
hold on.
He's just a poor boy.
Wait, is this the real... Is this the real life?
Is this just fantasy? Yeah.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide?
Yeah.
Yep.
No escape from reality. Okay. Open your eyes.
This is very...
Look up to the skies and see.
The eclipse, you did, you dumb
fuck. I'm just a poor boy. Not that poor. I need no sympathy because... I'm easy come, easy go. Little high, little low. Anyway, the wind blows. Doesn't really matter to me. To me.
I own the wind.
Mama just killed a man. Put a gun against his head. Pulled my trigger. Now he's dead. Mama, life had just begun. But now I've gone and thrown it all away. Mama, oh. Anyway, the wind blows. Didn't mean to make you cry. If I'm not back again this time tomorrow, carry on. Carry on as if nothing really matters. Too late, my time has come. Ooh, send shivers down my spine. Body is aching all the time. Goodbye, everybody. I've got to go. Got to leave you all behind and face the truth. Not like the fake media. Bullshit.
That is... Fuck, that's amazing. Well, now that we have... Trump, and now that Kid Rock announced that he's thinking about running for Senate.
Yeah.
Do we have any other celebrities that...
we did this with Dana. Good? I think... Yeah. Can we go down the line and just do a few, like, them running for... Like, running what their platform would be like?
Sure. Yeah.
Wait, let me find some presidential... Let's
see. Okay, hold... Yeah.
Let me see. I got lists, too, because I can't remember all the fucking shit I do.
I can't remember the shit I do.
Yeah, I bet you do so many voices that sometimes you're like, wait... Who do I do?
Yeah. Who do I do? Yeah. And the listener's like, he's such an arrogant prick. He's got to look up all the impressions he does because he can't fucking remember it.
Yeah. Is this... Well, dude, there's a whole Hail to the Chief presidential celebration soundtrack.
Okay.
So,
oh, fuck.
How about Ian McKellen?
Ian McKellen?
Yeah.
All right.
I want... Oh, sorry about that. I crept in.
You did the Trump hands.
That was the problem.
The hands just set you off. Yeah.
Perfect for podcast listeners. They see my hands.
My fellow Americans, I myself am not an American, but I believe that I have played enough parts to become one. I think it is my duty to represent the upper class, to add some dignity back into this world. This dark world. This world that is torn by war. You should elect me.
Perfect. All right. Trying to think. Of course we got to do Goldblum.
Jeff Goldblum, yes. Let me tell you... A lot of stuff happening in the media. Fake news, by the way. All fake news. Besides voices in my head. Listen to the voice talking to you now. Handsome guy. Jewish guy. No problem with that. Listen. Happy to be the first presidential Jew. Well tanned, by the way. Could be great on a coin. Dollar bill. You don't know. I'm trying to think of who.
De Niro.
De Niro? Okay. Hope.
Yeah, De Niro's a president.
I quit acting, okay? I quit acting because I'm tired of doing Rocky and Bullwinkle and all this shit. Now I'm going to be the greatest fucking president. The greatest, all right?
But the thing is, like, now everybody running for president has to, like, embody what Trump has done. Where, like, just speak their fucking mind,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, dude. Right? Do you think there's a level of expectation
of
that?
If he lasts to 2020 and someone has to debate him, it can't be like Hillary going, well, Donald,
no, he's
that
changed.
Was rude.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got it like now it's just going to be a bunch of fuck yous back and forth.
Bernie Sanders will be 100 years old. I go, Mr. President, I am going to run against you and I have to say you cunt face son of a bitch. Fuck you. Wow, Bernie's off the fuck.
Yeah.
Louis Black, listen here, fucker. I'm going to be your president because they shake my hands. He stole that from me. Fuck you. First thing I'm going to change is the subway system. It's fucking hot in New York. It's hot in D.C. Nobody wants to stay on the subway. Fuck you. Let's get Elon Musk here. Put us in little pod capsules and shoot us down the highway at 7,500 miles an hour to the moon and back.
How about Christopher Lloyd?
Great Scott! If only we had a time machine to turn back the clock to make this country great again. I guarantee we're going to find a way to create a time-traveling device to bring this country back to the top.
Jimmy Fallon?
Oh, my God. This is hilarious, right? Hey, guys, this just in. Oh, my God. I can't even read the teleprompter because I'm laughing. Like, he would be laughing through his fucking speech. He's like,
State of the Union.
State
of the
Union. Yeah, okay. Oh, my God, it's crazy.
Yeah, you never know what's going on because you just can't get through it.
And the words that I hope I can somehow say someday, even though he wasn't born in this country, President Liam Neeson.
I don't know who you are. I don't know if you're eligible to vote. But if you can, be sure to go to the polls and vote for me. Because this is the only character people know me as. A fucking spy. Who beats the shit out of people. And
you got my vote, Liam.
Oh, my God.
I will beat the living shit out of anyone who dares mess with us.
Can Liam Neeson talk to Kim Jong-un right now?
Kim, I know who you are. I know where you're from. And I don't like, I'm turning into Russia. And I don't like these missiles being flung everywhere into the sea. I will shove a nuclear missile so far up your arse that you won't know what joy is coming.
Oh, man.
Liam Neeson has become...
Who?
Yeah.
Have you guys watched any of the Twin Peaks?
No, you're obsessed with that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not obsessed with it, but I watched it because my girlfriend was obsessed with Twin Peaks, and I watched it. Yeah, it was cool. The third season is whack-a-doodle, but David Lynch is...
Do people still say whack-a-doodle?
Whack-a-doodle and bajangas. You learn new things every day with Andy Dick.
If somebody
every time Andy Dick says his name, it sounds like he's like gargling. Andy Dick.
I'm telling you, he's choking on one.
Andy.
Calling breast bajangas is gonna catch on. You wait and see.
Andy Dick bajangas.
It sounds like a game from Parker Brothers.
Yes. Coming soon from Hasbro, Bajangas! Hey, kids.
Which ones are real? Which ones are fake?
Which ones are real? Squeeze them, figure them out. The game expires in 6 months because the breasts are real. Bajangas.
Oh, God.
What have you and Gwen been watching?
Oh, we've been watching Twin Peaks, and it's just such a fucking weird thing because the first two seasons were made in the 90s, and it was like it transformed television because it like went into the minutiae of small town peoples and culture and blah, 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 and it exploded to now all these series about like, you know, some big murder happens, and then the drama comes from all the little interactions within the city. But now David Lynch got this third season, and he went full on fucking crazy David Lynch, like dream sequences and like you're on an acid trip and you're like, this is an unrecognizable show.
But David Lynch talks like this, and he's from Minnesota, and he plays a deaf guy who can't quite hear so good, and I'm losing you, so I'm going to stop doing the impression. But no,
we did mention a little earlier how like Trump would tweet about Taylor Swift, and that would make sense. I was wondering if Jeff Bridges could read some of the lyrics from the Taylor Swift hit song "Bad Blood."
All right, man. I mean, hold on. I got to do my vocal warm-ups, man. get some marbles in my mouth. Because, baby, now we've got bad blood. I mean, you know it used to be mad love. So take a look what you've done. Because, baby, now we've got bad blood. Hey! Now we've got problems, and I don't think we can solve them. You made a really deep cut, man. And baby, now we've got bad blood. Hey!
I mean, that's the craziest thing about reading it as any other person. Like, what the fuck kind of lyrics are these? When it goes to what
basic,
we're talking about, Louis Black can, you know, say anything and make it sound funny. It's like, these singers can literally say anything and make it sound good.
Yeah.
It's like, I got Eminem stuck in my car seat. Like, what the fuck?
Is that the new Michael Jackson track, Eminem's in My Car Seat?
Yeah, Eminem, unreleased track from Michael Jackson. Excuse me, that was an unreleased burp from Michael Jackson's new album called Unreleased, Unhinged, and Uncovered. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's just like, once you find that voice, whether it be, whether it be like comedy, whether it be music, it
don't
just
read it yet.
Makes sense.
So I sent Piotr something I typed up earlier,
okay.
And I just, you're more like, and sorry to go on voice crazy right now, really. but you're Morgan Freeman, just because I was talking about it with somebody the other day about doing it, and somebody was asking me, at an animation place that was asking if people did like, who did them for scratches, and I was like, oh, Piotr, and I was like, do people ask to do that a lot? And then I was like, and she's like, yeah, who does Morgan Freeman? I was like, well, there's only one, and I'm just obsessed with it. And then I started thinking about on the drive home, like, crazy things for him to say, and so then I wrote something out, and you haven't looked at it yet, but will you just read it as Morgan right now?
Sure, okay.
Wait, let me give you some soft instrumental music.
wait, Brad, can literally you turn up my monitors a little bit? Can you make it a little bit louder so I can hear? Yeah.
Turn it up a little bit more. There we go. Fantastic.
Well, let me give you. So, don't read it yet.
All right. I'm not reading it yet.
You read it all for the first time. Because I want to.
I mean, this is the voice of God. Oh, shit. This is a fucking play over here.
No, it'll fly by. All right. Wait. What,
do you want, like, the piano that we use sometimes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you have that?
Yeah. I got that.
I may have also got it right here.
The boys are now trying to find a way to make this a little more entertaining. They're getting some background.
That's an ad for...
¿Por qué no se llama? Mucho, mucho,
variando, pasando. I got it. Okay.
The tension is killing me. Today was a good day. I went to the store, got some bagels and cream cheese, ran into an old friend, Karen. She's fat now, but still has some big old bitties.
Tig old bitties.
Tig old bitties. Jesus Christ, what's this say? Doesn't matter. She told me about a new kind of Pepsi. It was lemon lime. It sounded awful, but I purchased a liter and drank it in the store. It gave me a urinary tract infection. Anyway, later that day, I went to see Girls Trip. It was a fun-filled, action-packed film with black women living their purpose. Oh, here's something funny. One time, I accidentally burned my mouth on a Hot Pocket. I thought about suing the company, but what would come of that? Did you know there are 400 types of different penguins? I went to the zoo once.
Sorry, I lost some of that. I got wind in my throat. I went to the zoo once and saw a penguin jerking off... jerking off a caterpillar. It was the most beautiful thing I had ever seen. Next to me in Crimson Tide. Remember Chumbawamba? Me too. I want them to perform at my funeral. Them or Semi-Sonic. Someday, before I die, I want to own a food truck where I sell fruit by the foot or Lionel Richie DVDs. He once did a music video for his song, Hello, where he chased around a blind woman. Oh, she was blind. That's fucked up. She wasn't looking for love.
The most random thing.
She wasn't looking for love. She was looking for a door handle. Some stability. Well, I'm going to bed. Good night, y'all. And remember, jerk it.
Yay!
Yeah.
Oh, man. It, especially since I haven't read it. That's like the hardest fucking thing to do. Cold read jokes.
Oh yeah.
Cause, yeah, because you don't know the timing of it.
Right. Well, I mean, you don't know what the fucking Adam Ray wrote.
Well, that's why it's just a stream of thoughts.
You can.
Yeah. Right there.
You can almost guarantee.
My ass and, you know, sometimes asses are smart. Now, I'm not talking about my behind. I'm talking about those donkeys. You know, they treat them like they're stupid, but they're smarter than horses. They remember tricks. Speaking of tricks, have you had that cereal? Is that even on store shelves anymore?
Is it really just for rabbits?
Speaking of shelves, I went to IKEA and damned if I ever tried to make a shelf. That motherfucking thing fell apart in 20 minutes. Speaking of 20 minutes, my workout is only 19 minutes at the gym because I'm OCD. I don't want to go over 19.
Remember OPP?
Old PP. Speaking of PP, I got TP on my bum hole. My arms are too frail and arthritic. I can't wipe my butt.
Jesus.
Speaking of butt, have you been to Butte?
Montana? It's the butthole of America.
It's the butthole of America.
It's pure stream of consciousness, but when you got that voice going.
Yeah. Him and Jeff Goldblum, go back and forth.
They just do anything. Now, is there any voice that you, like, for instance, like, have been working on that you just haven't been able to get?
That I haven't been able to get.
Yeah.
Or some casting director asked you just knowing your...
The thing that's coming up all the time is Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
People want that.
Yeah, well, because he's the number one, well, not just ADR, just like, you know, parodies or things like that.
Oh, yeah.
And Dwayne The Rock Johnson, he's got that wrestler voice.
Yeah.
And he sort of sounds like...
How do you do?
He's from Hawaii, so he's got a Samoan thing that he tries to hide. Mm-hmm. So he kind of has the, like, Obama-type thing where he talks like this and he goes... But that's the one voice I can't really get.
Yeah. Interesting.
But...
Yeah, just because... And he's so popular, so if there's, like... For instance, if they do like a Moana cartoon,
you want
a guy that sounds like The Rock.
A friend of mine, Justin Ruppel.
Yeah. We know Justin Ruppel.
Great Dwayne.
Oh, does he really?
Yeah. I just did an ADR session with them for the first time because it's rare that you do a session and you're with other people, and he was there.
Was it a loop group?
Yeah, it was like a loop group thing.
Nice.
And he was doing Dwayne for one of the producers, and the guy's like, I'm going to hire you right now. I was like, fuck.
Now, do you when someone does that, when some other guy can do a voice, like, will you go to him and be like, hey, how do you do that?
How do you do that?
Yeah.
No, I don't, because sometimes there's voices that I just can't do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just like, I can't do everybody.
Yeah.
You know, that used to make me angry. I'm like, fuck!
Yeah.
Something's wrong with me. I can't do that voice. Fuck. But now I'm just like, yeah, fuck it. I can't do it. I don't care. I'm not going to waste my time doing it. I can do it. Because, of course, there's a lot of, you know, urban comics or you know, black comedians or black actors like, hey, can you do this guy? I'm like, no. I mean, I'm a white guy. I can't really.
Yeah.
I can fake it a little bit like, ha, 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 okay, Denzel Washington, right? He sounds like he's out of breath all the time. You know what I'm saying? I just came back from the gym. You know the gym? Yes. I was doing the Morgan Freeman workout. Where I only did 19
19 minutes. 19 minutes. If I did a minute more, I would lose my breath.
I think every...
I'm fucking bad shit crazy.
Okay. I think every white comedian has a black guy voice.
Right,
and every black comedian has a white guy voice.
Yeah, and they're all incredibly racist.
Swami,
yeah.
How I love you. Oh. Al Jolson. That's a 1922 reference.
Yeah, John 3-4. I was alive.
92% Goldblum now going down. approval rating going down.
What was the thing on Mad they made? It was the hot dog commercial. Were there other...
No, it was just one. We did one long sketch for Jeff Goldblum.
That's right.
Guy Stevenson from... he was a writer, and he wrote this sketch. It was like seven minutes long. It was like four pages of just no line breaks, and he gave it to me like 4 days before. He's like, here you go, buddy. I'm like, you're kidding me. And I'm like, I need a teleprompter. There's no way I can memorize all this shit on top of all the other stuff I'm memorizing. Yeah. I'm like, why are you fucking doing this to me? Like, can we get a teleprompter or whatever? And so I actually memorized it before we did, and they brought a teleprompter that I didn't even use. So it was like, you know, mind over matter.
I was like,
wow. When you're faced with this thing, you can do it. But yeah, it was literally like Jeff Goldblum is doing a commercial for a supermarket, and then he gets distracted by the hot dogs. We're like, come down to Beekman's store, get all the great things. We got buns on sale, 8 buns, and wait a minute, 6 hot dogs. Uh-oh, why that doesn't compute? And then he goes off on a tangent for 7 minutes. But CW cut it up.
Yeah.
Because they're like, well, we can't have Jeff Goldblum for 7 minutes.
It's like, no, that's kind of the brilliance of the sketch, man.
It's supposed to get like Tim and Eric level of like
funny and then weird and then funny again and then funny.
But hey, since we're on our 12th season of Mad TV on CW, this is, I mean, we can't question their authority.
Yeah. 12 season. Is that a water bottle or a fart maker? Nice, dude.
He's an artist.
Approval rating 94. One now.
Kidding me? Fart noises is going to go up.
Wait, 89%.
Wait, here it is. Here's the commercial. Goldblum's water bottle / children's party fart maker.
Hi, kids. If you're home alone, bored with your siblings, preferably siblings, cousins, anybody related, just get the new Jeff Goldblum water bottle and fart noise maker. Thirsty? Need to stay hydrated. What's this? Oh, maybe you made a fart but didn't have beans. Where did the noise come from? Indigestion? Maybe you're celiac. Better check the doctor. Older brother freaks out. First time babysitting. Heart attack at 14. Not good. New Jeff Goldblum water bottle blaster. Yes.
Right there.
95% Jeff Goldblum now.
95%, but always 100% in our hearts.
Yeah, 100%. Goblum.
Wait, Pia, we had a little blip in the recording at one point, and we I think lost some of the Pet Shop movie trailer. I want to reenact that if we can. If I just give a setup, and Brad, I think you should participate this time.
Absolutely.
With Statham.
Sure.
And who else?
I can also do Michael Caine.
Okay, great.
Only two impressions I could really do. Maybe a John Lovett. That's about it.
John Lovett. I love it.
They love me.
They love me.
I just saw Bobcat Goldthwait at Disneyland.
What?
He was three persons ahead of me, and he's wearing his glasses and his bowler cap, and I was like, that's Bobcat Goldthwait, but I've never met him. I have his phone number because I was going to use him for some charity event, and I never called him, but... I wanted to come up to him and be like, hey, Bobcat, do you still do the voice? You know, but he, of course he hasn't done
From Scrooge.
Right.
You go to Disneyland a lot?
Yeah, we are season passes.
We are season passes.
I am from Scandinavia. We are season passes. We are in debt.
What's your favorite ride?
My favorite ride is the wonderful train. Goes around Disneyland.
Scandinavian Chinese.
That's the stereotype.
All right, what are we doing now?
This summer comes a film about pets and what happens when the store closes down and they start to party.
Hi, it's me, the gerbil. Yeah, listen to me. You guys, come out of your cages. It's time to have fun. What the fuck is wrong with you? Come on. Let's party like it's 1942. I don't know what year it is because I'm a gerbil. My brain is small.
Starring Arnold Schwarzenegger as Jerry the gerbil. Michael Caine as Peter the parrot.
Listen, I need you guys to say something, and I'm going to say something in return. That's what I do. I'm a fucking parrot. I can't say something on my own. You have to do it for me.
Holy shit, dude. You know, being a dog, it's fucking crazy that you get to repeat everything a human say.
Charlie Sheen is the coked up Benny the Beagle.
Wow! Holy shit. You should see the stuff that they leave on the floor. Holy, can I sniff your asshole?
Robert De Niro as the poodle who doesn't want his asshole sniffed.
You fucking sniff my asshole again, I'm gonna fucking kill you.
Hey man, I can't blame you. You look like a fucking girl with that fucking hairdo.
Fuck you, you son of a bitch.
I am technically a son of a bitch. Wow!
Steve Buscemi as the night manager, Ron.
Oh my god, all these animals are talking and they're partying. Maybe I can finally make some friends. This is cool.
Jeff Goldblum as a stoned iguana.
Wow. These colors still stuck in the aquarium, but wow. Very nice. Can't climb up. Stuck rock. Fake. Can't tell. Doesn't matter. Feels like I'm back in the Caribbean. Yes, maybe nuclear explosion turned into Godzilla. You don't know.
And Donald Trump is customer number one, always disgruntled that they don't have enough fish food.
God damn it, you guys are assholes. Every time I call in, I say, please, I need some fish food, and you say, we got it. Then I come in and you don't have fish food. You guys are terrible. Terrible business. I'm going to tweet the shit out of this company and tell you, you're going to fail. You're going to go down the pit hole.
And Jason Statham is the owner of the building who's threatening to shut it down and kill the pets in the same day.
Listen, no one really cares about animals, mate, you know? It's all about people. That's what you do. I'm gonna shut this place down. All you animals are gonna die. You're all gonna go to sleep. No one gives a fuck about you.
And Tony Danza and Morgan Freeman as the janitors looking to save the pet shop. I'm telling you, I think we can really be heroes. All these talking pets, yeah, that's crazy, but we can be heroes. What do you think?
For all the money you get paid, $5 an hour, you should shut the fuck up and not give a shit.
No, we should give a shit.
Clean
and stop cleaning up. No, I'm tired of cleaning up piss and shit. I want to be the shit.
I'm on my lunch break, and I ain't doing any more for no white-ass cracker.
You're eating a sandwich with one piece of cheese in it.
That's all I can afford on this fucking salad. One day I'm going to dig a hole, get out, and climb through the shit. Wait, that was Tim Robbins. Fuck.
And Jeff Bridges as the man who buys the store and saves the day.
Hey, man, I love animals, and I'm just going to buy you all, and let's just have a party. Hey, don't pee on my rug, man.
And Ian McKellen as the rug who got peed on.
How dare you? Hi, I'm a famous rug, brought back through centuries, transported straight from the Middle Ages, and now I'm being desecrated upon. Fuck you!
This summer, find out what happens when the pets go crazy and the rugs start talking. It's Pet Store Party.
Hey, there could be a sequel if you guys see the movie. I could get another job.
Wait, do one more Charlie Sheen.
Holy shit! Pow! There's wood chips on the floor. There's gerbil wood chips. What a high! Swing! Gerbiling! Hamster wheel! Dude!
I will take my money. Oh, take my all my God. Money.
I just I found my list and I was like, oh, fuck it.
Oh, shit, dude. Well, all right.
No.
That's the next trailer.
Yeah.
Dude, that's... You know what's so funny, dude? In the day and age of, like, just everything being... Kevin Spacey did a movie where he turned into a cat. How come that can't be a movie?
Yeah.
About...
What we just did. The pets coming to life and just taking over the store.
Well, Christopher Walken was, like, the magical guy who's like, you're now you're a cat.
Kevin Spacey, this is crazy. All the kids watching this are losing their mind because they don't know who you are.
You were Kaiser Schuze, but now...
You were Kaiser Seizo Schuze. I don't know what the fuck... See this watch? I'm going to stick it up your cat ass.
And you're going to be the cat for as long as
Did anybody
takes.
See that movie? I watched it on a plane.
No.
You actually watched it?
Yeah, dude.
Was it good?
Because there was a little bit of turbulence, and I was like, all right, if I go down, I don't want to go down knowing I never saw Kevin Spacey turn into a cat. It was...
If I had a nickel.
It was...
I'm not happy being on this table. I just want to get off.
It was so bad, dude.
This cat food ain't good enough for any pussy. God, like, my razor dick doesn't help. I've got little... Okay. I don't know what the fucking thing... The little... I got talons on my dick. I've got a cat dick.
Piat, if we do get nuked... it's been a pleasure and an honor.
Thank you.
And I hope we don't. Let's all, you know.
Well, the only thing that can save us is science. Bill Nye, the science guy, is here. Bill Nye, science is real.
It's Christopher Lloyd, and Sheen is Bill Nye.
Yeah.
It's Charlie Sheen, Brian Williams, and it turns into Bill Nye, the science guy. If there's one thing science has taught us, it's that nobody fucking listens. Fuck you all. I'm living on the moon. Holy shit. I'm going on the moon. That's just in. Brian Williams, I saved 1,000 people, and we're now living on the moon.
Hey, De Niro wants to know if there's room in that capsule to the moon.
Is there room? Is there room in that capsule for me and my ego?
Hoo-ah, your ass still smells like a dog.
Trump will try to go to the moon if things go wrong. You know what I'm saying?
Well, he just elected some guy for the head of NASA who's obsessed with landing on the moon.
What?
Yeah. Probably because of Alex Jones going, there's fucking aliens on that moon. So it's going to happen.
Yeah.
All right.
So Kim Jong-il, whatever the fuck you're... Whatever you're...
The
Ill
scary
is.
Guy.
Yeah.
Kim, guy. Kimmy boy, just nuke the moon.
By the way, his name's Kim.
Kim, yeah. Kimchi Kim. Kimberly. That's what Trump should do. Is just like
Kimberly. Resort.
Kimberly Johnny.
Kimberly.
Oh, yeah. Dude, that'll cause the nuke immediately. God.
You're such a baby. Terrible. Probably a small dick.
Kimberly John Un.
Kimberly John Un. Friendly on both sides, by the way.
Pia, we love you. Thank you, man. You are welcome here anytime, my friend.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast with Brad Williams and Adam Ray. Boy, they're a lot of fun, huh? Why don't you subscribe on iTunes to this fucking podcast? Give them a 5-star rating so this midget and this Jew can feel good about themselves for a couple minutes. Also, get on your iPhone or Android and get the podcast app. You can also listen to it on Stitcher or aboutlastnightpodcast.com, where you can hear past episodes with great guests like Lisa Kudrow, Paul Feig, Kevin Nealon, Bob Saget, Dion Cole, Chris D'Elia, Adam Devine, Michael McDonald, Jaleel White, Bud Friedman, Steve-O, Harlan Williams, Tom Arnold, Ron Funches, Rick Glassman, Blake Anderson, Anders Holm, Jessime Peluso, Joey McIntyre, and many, many more. I'm Tony Danza. Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast. Good night. That's it, right? You got it?
Sweet.
Boy, it smells good in that booth, by the way. What kind of candle is that? Hanukkah Willow? Nice.